News, I'm Ben Thomas. Dire new wildfire warnings, power shut off, some people preparing to flee at a moment's notice in Southern California as Santa Ana winds again blast across the landscape. Julie Walker on preparations.
Los Angeles County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney.
The anticipated winds combined with low humidities and low fuel moistures will keep the fire threat in the LA region critical.
They continue to say until it's safe, many residents can't go back and check on homes. And L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna warning residents to be ready for more evacuations so there's no repeat of last week.
A lot of the people that were rescued who waited till the last minute to leave the order or the evacuation order, many of them had significant burns on them.
And law enforcement officials say arrests continue for things like looting, trespass, curfew, and three people who tried to start small fires that were immediately extinguished were arrested on arson charges. I'm Julie Walker.
Mediators say Hamas has accepted a draft agreement for a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip and the release of hostages, but details are still being finalized and would need Israeli cabinet approval. Joe Fetterman reports it lays out a multi-stage process.
The first stage calls for a gradual pullback of Israeli troops from most of Gaza over 6 weeks in exchange for the freedom of 33 hostages held by Hamas. Displaced Palestinians would also begin to go home and aid would pour into Gaza. The sides also would quickly enter negotiations on a second phase meant to end the war altogether. That would mean a final pullout of remaining Israeli troops and the return of roughly 70 other hostages.
At his confirmation hearing, President-elect Trump's nominee for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth vowed to bring warrior culture to the military and deflected allegations of sexual assault and excessive drinking. And President Biden's notified Congress he'll lift Cuba's designation as a state sponsor of terrorism. This is AP News. The Princess of Wales has opened up a bit about her cancer treatment. Haya Panjwani has a report.
The Princess of Wales revealed that her cancer is in remission after an emotional visit to the hospital where she received treatment last year. In a statement on social media, the princess shared for the first time any detail on her diagnosis. Earlier, she had just said that she'd completed her chemotherapy in September. Kate conducted the solo treatment at the Royal Marsden Hospital in London, a world-leading cancer center known for its research. Her Kensington Palace office stressed that she would continue to return to public-facing engagements, albeit gradually. The royal family was hit hard by health concerns last year, beginning with the announcement in January that the king would receive treatment for an enlarged prostate and that Kate would undergo abdominal surgery. I'm Haya Panjwani.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.